Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Debate over the constitutionality of former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is underway. Not only was Trump the first president in history to be impeached twice, he's also the first to be tried in the Senate after leaving office. He's charged with inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin, the top House impeachment manager, kicked off the first part of the debate moments ago against a defense's case that the Senate should drop the case on the grounds that it is unconstitutional.
If we buy this radical argument that President Trump's lawyers advance, we risk allowing January 6th to become our future.
In the coming hours, Trump's lawyers will have their turn to make their case, and all debate runs 4 hours. All Democrats will need at least 17 Republicans to side with them to convict Trump. So far, a majority of Republicans who oppose a trial in the first place have suggested a conviction is not going to happen. As NPR's Gloria Grisales reports, a Senate majority leader has urged all senators serving as jurors to pay attention to the evidence.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer kicked off the proceedings by highlighting the responsibility senators now face.
It's our solemn constitutional duty to conduct a fair and honest impeachment trial of the charges against former President Trump.
Schumer said this is the gravest charge ever brought against a president of the United States. House impeachment managers and Trump's defense team will get 4 hours equally divided to debate whether the trial is constitutional. That will be followed by a vote on that question. It will be the second time the Senate is voting on the constitutionality. Last month, 5 Republicans broke with their party to say that it was. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
One of President Joe Biden's most polarizing cabinet nominees used her confirmation hearing today to apologize for sharp elbow comments she's made about Republican senators. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Neera Tanden promised to work in a bipartisan manner if she's confirmed as White House budget director.
As CEO of a left-leaning think tank, Tanden was often personally critical of GOP senators, likening Ted Cruz to a vampire, for example, and Mitch McConnell to a Harry Potter villain. Pressed about those insults, Tanden says she knows it's up to her to demonstrate she can work with anyone.
I deeply regret and apologize for some of my past language. I recognize that this role is a bipartisan role, and I know I have to earn the trust of senators across the board.
Republicans' complaints would carry more weight if they still held the majority in the Senate. As it is, Tanden is likely to win confirmation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 33 points. This is NPR News. Investigators have determined that pilot error likely led to the helicopter crash last year in Southern California that killed sports legend Kobe Bryant and 8 other people. Today, investigators said the pilot, Ara Zobayan, flew the Sikorsky S-76 into a thick layer of fog in an apparent violation of federal safety standards and became disoriented. The helicopter then banked abruptly and crashed into the hills below, killing everyone on board. Authorities in Myanmar have begun cracking down on demonstrators protesting last week's coup. The protests have been going on for days. Michael Sullivan is following developments from Thailand.
In a televised statement Monday night, the military warned protesters it would crack down on any further protests. That warning and a ban on large gatherings was ignored by protesters, who turned out in force again today and were met in some cases by water cannon and rubber bullets in both Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, and the capital, Naypyidaw. There are reports of live rounds being fired into the air. Among the protesters are activists and unionists. More demonstrations are planned. Protesters are demanding a return to democracy and the release of Aung San Suu Kyi. She's not been seen in public since last week's coup. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
In Minnesota, police say multiple people have been shot at a health clinic and someone was taken into custody. The Associated Press reporting the shooting happened at the Alena Health Clinic in Buffalo, a city northwest of Minneapolis. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 33 points. You're listening to NPR News.